Now, ask the experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Hey, Corey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Sheldon.
Glad to hear that. Ask the experts. Today, we're talking a little bit about those issues in your basement that need to be addressed. I've heard Dan say before, if you want to call in and ask a question, all you got to do is pick up your phone, and I'll put that number out there. Your ears, 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. Corey Mosier is the expert in the studio, and of course we're talking about Ridgeback Basements. You can check out the website. It's a great one. Ridgebackbasement.ca while you listen to us talk about it. So, Corey, tell me a little bit about the company before we start.
Well, Sheldon, we're part of the largest waterproofing network there is in the world. We service the maritime provinces. We take care of, solutions for those nasty crawl spaces, those wet basements, or those foundation and structural issues within a home. We work with homeowners, real estate agents, commercial properties, residential. And really, if there's a bowing wall, we can fix that. If there is a wet basement, we fix that. If your home is settling, we fix that. Or some homeowners just bring us in to talk about some of those nasty mold issues that they have.
Nasty mold issues. Ugh. Okay, so last week I heard you guys talking about dirt floor basements and some of the ways to work around that and to make it right. And oftentimes that's a situation that perhaps you've inherited. Maybe it's the new home you've just purchased, an older new home, a new home to you. So today, what is it that you wanted to talk about?
Well, actually, we've been spending a lot of time on wet basements, and last week was dirt floor crawl spaces and such. So today, let's focus a little bit on those foundation structural issues that are out there.
So this could be, again, it could be a newer home, it could be an older home. Does the age of your home dictate whether or not you're bound to run into a problem, or is it dependent on the situation?
Yeah, every situation is different, of course. We see new construction that sometimes fails, and it could be the builder or it could be the soil that that they're building on. Mm-hmm. Poor drainage, not enough drainage put in. Typically, it is usually in some of the older homes, and older being the 10 to 15-year time period. That's really what we start to see in regards to wet basements. Foundation structural stuff, that comes, you know, it could happen in 5 years, it could happen in 20 years.
Right. So typically if you get a call from someone and it's about, you know, I'm not sure if this is right. I'm not sure. There's something here that I don't like. Maybe there's some water. Maybe the wall looks a little odd. How do you assess that? How do you tell them and recommend a solution to their problem?
So we connect with our homeowners. Typically, it's a pretty simple process that a homeowner would call in or go to our website and sign up for a free estimate. We have one of our basement specialists arrive on site. The basement specialist will work with that homeowner. They'll do an inside inspection and an outside inspection, and then they'll build a plan based upon what it is they want to accomplish. So if it is that bowing wall, they'll work with that homeowner and provide a number of different strategies to permanently stabilize that wall, or maybe it's taking care of the mold in the corner or getting that wet basement dry again.
We've got Corey Mosier in the studio with us. We're talking about dealing with some of these issues that you may have in your basement right now that you've wondered, I don't know if I really want to tackle this. And oftentimes, yeah, homeowners and do-it-yourself sometimes, that's a recipe for some interesting outcomes. Is it going to be a lock, stock, and barrel that if I call you up that I'm going to be spending a lot of money to fix that bowed basement wall?
I say no. Yeah. You also have to put things into perspective. What is the alternative? I mean, you've got a home. It's probably one of your most prized possessions. Mm-hmm. And typically, from our experience, the problem doesn't go away.
And it won't fix itself?
It doesn't fix itself, no. And as time goes on, and I say it time and time again, usually that problem gets worse. And as problems get worse, then they start to cost more and more.
So is this about cascading effects? It might start off with, the drainage system around the basement's not working effectively, and then that causes some settling, or that it leads to a, you know. So if I'm calling you for one problem, are you going to tell me it's actually five things?
It could be. Typically the root of the problem, and we'll talk about foundations and such, but when we look at the root of the problem for, a wet basement, that's really water coming in or high humidity. Well, that can impact the structural behind a home. So your joists or things like that can start to rot or and then it just can't support the weight of the home. So really, the root of the problem is because you had some water in your basement, even though you got sagging floors upstairs.
Is there always water in the basement?
No. No.
You mean there are basements that have no water?
Yes, after we're done with them, Sheldon. Of course they're dry.
Oh, absolutely. Talking basement issues, it's Ask the Experts on the Air. And Ridgeback Basement, Corey Mosier is in the studio with us here today. So, okay, I'm probably going to go down to my basement and notice that the walls are finished. How do I know there's a problem if everything's finished? How do you assess that? How do you know? What are the signs that there's a problem?
Other than the 3 inches of water that's on the floor, or the hose is falling down, there are some telltale signs. And when you think about some finished basements or upstairs away from the basement, I mean, sometimes there's some sloping floors.
Okay.
Some of those sagging floors, they're unlevel. There's cracks in the interior walls. You might be able to see that drywall that would have that big crack in. So something has happened there to create that or cause that. There's some obvious ones in the basement. Mm-hmm. Bowing walls, horizontal cracking. You can see even, I'll say, brick foundations or block foundations, they will have those blocks will start to push away, mm-hmm. or you'll see some sort of like a stair-stepping type of crack in them. There's also the signs in your upstairs, like your doors don't close as well, or your windows. And we see it all the time. What'll happen is they'll call their carpenter. Mm-hmm. And their carpenter friend will come in, and they'll shim everything and make it all straight again, but they really haven't cured the problem. Their house is settling, or that wall has fallen down. Mm-hmm. They're really putting a Band-Aid on things.
If you maybe you have a question this morning, 902-405-6000, 1-877-801-8255. So I see a crack in the basement, and I could probably go and buy some stuff and jam it in there, can't I? Can I do that? I guess the question is, when do I decide that this is not something I want to touch?
Well, Sheldon, we're basement specialists. This is all we do. We're not the same guys that's shingling your roof, doing the siding on your house. We are only in basements, anything below ground. Mm-hmm. So we're the pros. We've got expert training. Our basement specialists are out there working with these homeowners on a regular basis. Typically, from our experience, we see a number of homeowners. There's lots of DIYers, the do-it-yourselfs out mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And we end up repairing a lot of their work. So if you want to attempt to fix it and tackle it yourself, hey, it's all to you. But typically, it's probably a lot easier just to call us. If, you can even use us for the recommendations and things like that. Mm-hmm. Within our company, we've got a number of patent products, and every situation is different. So, hypothetically, let's look at a wet basement. Mm-hmm. We could do outside excavation. 9 out of 10 of our jobs are now tackled from the interior. A lot less expensive, a lot less disruptive. But we've got 10 different types of internal drainage systems for whatever that tough situation is, versus you have access to whatever type of pipe the local plumbing store is selling.
Pretty much. I guess the other concern I would have is that if I fix it myself and then I sell my house and the new buyers say, well, who fixed that? And they ask me, so what qualifications do you have for fixing leaky basements? I guess I'll have to say, I don't.
Don't have a whole lot.
Don't.
Yeah, you know what? We put our homeowners, we give them that real peace of mind.
Yeah.
And you're probably aware of our warranty. I know you've mentioned to us before, but we have a transferable warranty. We're very confident in our workmanship, so we really... I shouldn't say we don't care who lives in the house, but we really don't.
Well, it's about fixing the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's really neat is because we're part of Basement Systems, and it's the largest waterproofing network there is in the world. So because we're part of that, typically we have a transferable lifetime nationally backed warranty. So if we won the lottery tomorrow mm-hmm. and closed down our doors, or hypothetically if we went bankrupt 5 years from now, we have Big Brother, being Basement Systems, step in and honor our warranty. So it's really, really neat. It gives our homeowners that extra peace of mind versus that taillight warranty you get from Johnny Pickup Truck. As quick as those taillights go away, you're done.
And we are asking the expert this morning. It's about basements. It's about basements that may be a little wet, maybe some foundation issues. Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basements is here in the studio, and Carrie's on the phone line. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great. What's on your mind? What's your question for Corey?
I'd like to tell you guys a little bit of a funny story about a 100-plus-year-old home that my friend used to live in. It was up on a hill, and it had one of the rock foundations, you know, like really old rock foundations.
Yep.
Anyways, through the home, they had to kind of like dig out a ditch kind of to go through the middle of the home from one side to the other side of the basement to let this really high flow spring flow through it all year long. And sometimes in the middle of wintertime, it would get so much water coming through there that they would have to actually get a sump pump in there, pumping all the time. Just to empty the water, because it would get like 6, 7, 8 inches of water in the basement. They had to put everything up on platforms, too, to keep it so nothing would hit this water in the middle of winter.
Wow.
I just thought it was a funny story to tell about this spring that used to run through the basement all the time.
Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate that. When it comes to it, that's a pretty extreme example.
You know, Sheldon, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. And
really?
We see a lot of homes that have natural springs underneath. Now, did they repair that the right way? There are better ways to take care of that.
You mean what? Digging a ditch and raising everything off the floor isn't a permanent solution?
No, not necessarily. I mean, we do deal with these types of homes all the time. Yeah. There's solutions. I mean, Carrie mentioned about the aspect of a sump pump. I mean, we've got the best pumping devices there are out there on the market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the volume that these things do, there's like over 6,000 gallons an hour.
Yeah.
So these things are super, super powerful. But they're one of the leading things with that, I mean, the homeowner that Carrie was talking about, they got a rock foundation and things.
Right.
It's not really going to deteriorate. Water shouldn't really attack that or grow mold on the rocks or things like that. But mm-hmm. with that amount of moisture, it jacks up the humidity within
right.
the home. And typically, one of the things that we see is that we will see those structural issues. Those joists will start to sag because they end up rotting. And typically, one of the other things that happens is because that humidity is up there, whenever we work with our homeowners, we try to keep that humidity around 55%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you hit 56%, the world's going to shut down.
No.
But any time that you get over that 60% relative humidity in a basement, you're creating an environment for some of that mold issues to happen.
And
so,
yeah, that's a
with
bad
all that
thing
water in there,
yeah.
You know, and up to 50% of the air that you breathe on your main floor comes from your basement. So if you got issues down there, you're breathing them in.
We're going to take our first break, and we're talking about your basement. Maybe you have an issue in your home that you'd like to deal with. We're talking about signs of problems in your basement. It's foundation structural concerns. Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basements on Ask the Experts. We'll be back in about two minutes to continue the conversation.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Nope, still not Dan. Still not Dan. It's Sheldon in for Dan. Today we're talking with Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basement. Ridgebackbasement.ca. If you want to find out the website, to learn a little more, we're talking about issues with the foundation today. So we're talking about some of the signs, some of the clues that maybe things are just not quite right. So what really do we? Is it easy to say that all causes are the same? Is it easy to track down what the problem is?
When we deal with foundation or structural issues, typically 90% of the time, Sheldon, is soil.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few different soil types here in the Maritimes, but one of the most common ones is that clay soil.
Right.
So the problem with clay soil is when clay gets wet, it holds water and it expands in size. So if you've got a lot of clay on the outside of your foundation wall and you got a rainy season or a wet season, it's going to expand. And that soil will become enlarged, and water is going to pressure against that wall. And typically, sometimes that's what causes one of those bowing walls.
Okay.
The other is when soil, when it's dry out there, soil will shrink.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes in the summer, we do see some dry months.
And with
that, what will happen is your foundation or your home is sitting on soil. As that soil dries up, it shrinks. So now you don't necessarily have the support or the structure underneath that home. So your home can settle. It'll fall in to the different gaps and areas that are created.
So if a wall is bowing, can it bow either way?
It can. It sure can.
Usually comes
but
in, though.
Usually it's facing in, okay. Yeah, into the foundation.
And that's concrete. How do you move that?
we do have some great solutions, yeah, actually, on bowing walls. Mm-hmm. I mean, the typical one that you hear all the time is, oh, my gosh, I got to replace this.
Well, that's in my brain. I'm going right to, uh-oh, here comes an excavator. You're going to dig out outside my home, and you're going to break that one down and put up a new one.
Absolutely. And, I mean, typically it's... replacing that wall can become very expensive if you go down that road, right? So with us, a couple of reasons, as I mentioned, hydrostatic pressure, even frost, the freezing and thawing cycles that we experience here in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and PEI can impact that. But we've got three really keen solutions that are out there. One is a strip of carbon armor, and I don't know if you've ever heard of
carbon armor. I want some.
The bulletproof vest, yeah. But it's a low profile. It's not very thick. And it's actually super, super strong. So we can attach this carbon armor at the floor and run it up to the top of the wall. Mm-hmm. And it will permanently stabilize that wall from bowing in any further. Now, the challenge behind that is you're stabilizing. You're not necessarily moving the wall back.
Right.
So it's not going to come in anymore, which is first and foremost what we want to do.
That's important.
But it's hard to move the wall back. Now, we've got two other options. One is called a geolock wall anchor. That means nothing to you, I'm sure. But what we do is put a brace on the inside and run a rod through the wall. And about 15 feet back from that bowing wall on the outside of your foundation, we're going to dig it up a little and put another earth anchor in there.
Okay.
So in order for that wall to bow anymore, it would have to pull all that earth and everything with it. So engineering-based, it really supports and stabilizes and everything there. And with this here anchor, one of the things that we can do is move that wall back over time.
Okay.
So remember that soil will shrink.
Yep.
So in those summer months that we do see sometimes, we can crank that sucker back and start to move that wall back. And then the next time the soil dries out, we'll do it again and again. That's a longer process.
It's a longer process, but it's a permanent solution.
It is. And again, it boils down to first and foremost, we want to permanently stabilize the foundation wall. And then other than excavating on the outside, that's how you're going to see the instant gratification of that wall being straightened.
Right.
And the other one that we use a product called power braces. And that's really a steel beam that we run from the floor to the ceiling against the wall so that wall can't come in. And we can move that wall back over time with our power braces as well.
We've got Corey Mosier in the studio on Ask the Experts today. We're talking about your foundation, and perhaps you've noticed sinking or settling or sagging. And we're talking about some of the causes, and we're talking about some of the solutions as well. This is something that, clearly needs to have an assessment, a proper assessment. And, it's one thing to call over your neighbors or your friends. Hey, what do you think about this? Or it's a whole different...
Sean, we see this all the time.
Yeah.
And just because you're a carpenter... I'm not knocking carpenters. They're great individuals, but they're more the jack of the all trades. There are finished carpenters and specialty carpenters and things like that, but they don't necessarily know those tough basement situations.
Mm-hmm.
We're in thousands of basements on an annual basis. Our guys are out there. We see many, many different situations, and we have the tools and the materials to fix those.
This is something that, in most cases people don't think about until there's a problem. Do you guys get called to do inspections if someone's thinking of perhaps selling their property, or is it more likely?
Yeah, we do. We do. I mean, a lot of our business is reactive.
Well,
there's no doubt. They get 3 inches of water.
You're
going to
get a call.
Floor,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So we deal with that. There's an immediate issue.
Mm-hmm.
We see more and more with our dirt floor crawl spaces that people want to be preventative, that they know eventually something's going to happen. So let's put the measures in place today to avoid the future damage. And with that, there's some energy efficiency component to that. Damp air and all that costs more to heat. So over time, they're going to live in a much healthier home. And because of the energy efficiency and everything, it's actually going to pay for itself over time.
It is probably the biggest investment you're ever going to make, your home, that is. And given that it is that investment, and we don't want it to go the other way, which is to create problems for you or future owners, is it as simple as picking up the phone? Do you schedule an appointment? As you say, it's reactive. If it's smashing down rain, if you're dealing with people with basement issues today, you know, how long does it take to get you to come over to check out what I've got, problem?
Sometimes we are a ways out, depending on supply and demand, of course. We try to accommodate, and some homeowners some homeowners will call us and say, when you're in the area, don't make a special trip, all that sort of stuff.
That's a very maritime thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're too nice here sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they got a foot of water on their basement floor, right?
Exactly.
But it's okay.
Yeah, we'll be good.
So typically, you know, we're anywhere from 3 days to 5 days out on seeing a homeowner. We spend a lot of time with our homeowners. We do a great assessment. We don't just stick our head in the basement and say, oh, $10,000, and write it on the back of a business card and hand it across the way. Mm-hmm. What are you getting for that? No, we spend time and build a plan with that homeowner. We want the homeowner to be, basically, they've got an accomplished list. Mm-hmm. They know what they want. And we're taking that homeowner, for lack of a better word, shopping and giving and providing that homeowner the options. When we talked about our wall issues. So I got three products there that we can use. Mm-hmm. Carbon Armor might be perfect for them. Maybe they can't do that geo-lock wall anchor because the house beside them
is too close.
It's too close, right? So we have those options. And really, it's just a matter of what's going to work best in that situation and what's going to work best for the homeowner.
Clearly, it's about investing in your own future and your own basement's future. And so you're down getting the rakes out this morning, getting ready to do some yard work, and you notice something's just not right. Or maybe you notice there's a crack that you didn't see last fall when you threw the rakes down there. And this is something that, you know, we wanted to give people a place to go to. And the website's great. I hadn't been to the website until today.
It's leagues ahead.
Yeah.
It's just simply amazing. And we're very upfront.
Yeah.
You know, we throw it all out there. You can read loads of testimonials. Homeowners will fill out surveys for us and things like that.
That's always important.
Yeah, and I can't hide that because it's through Google.
Yeah.
It's automatically uploaded. So when homeowners, you know, there might be the odd comment there, you know, mm-hmm. the things like that. But we're very upfront.
So this issue, you know, like the weather's been fairly dry. We had a fairly decent. It was last winter. I mean, we had so much snow last winter.
Yeah.
Did that create? Was that a bad winter for people's basements?
It was a slow melt.
Right.
That's what really helped and supported. Now, if we had that 100 mils of rain come down and there's 3 feet of snow out there, it's going to impact severely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a fireman. You see there's forest fire warnings and everything right now.
Yeah.
Things are dry.
Very dry.
Now, one of the things that we are seeing because of that dry, and if we go back to that settling foundation, soil is not necessarily supporting some of those homes.
Right.
And we're seeing a lot of homes settle right now. And with that... typically, I mean, there's solutions for that, mm-hmm. and we typically underpin, and we go down to solid bedrock and push steel into the ground to support and permanently stabilize those homes.
We are just about out of time, and the solutions, they sound like they're complicated, but really it's a conversation, and you guys are great at talking.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Sometimes too much.
No, this is really important that if you're going to call someone to come in and come into your space, come into your home, and to do this work to make a permanent solution, you want to trust them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We do hear that compliment time and time again about how professional we are. You know, when we say we're going to show up Friday at 9 a.m., we call a couple days in advance, making sure that you're still available. We'll call an hour in advance. Hey, we still good for 9 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't show up at 9 p.m. We're on time. We're the pros. We're dressed. We're branded. We don't get out of the cars. Beer bottles don't hit the floor, things like that. You know, we're pros in this industry.
Well, we'll be looking for more of your insight and more of your advice. Corey Mosier, thank you for being our expert today.
Thanks, Sheldon. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely, you too. We're all done. And thanks to Dan, who will be back next time, and to producer Leah. Thanks.